Ahora tenemos good morning. I think yesterday we were dealing with the report of the study visit for the Eastern Cape. We made corrections. My understanding was that we were happy with the report. But other members can go through. But I thought that our focus was carried where they were supposed to be changed, was on the recommendation. If I'm correct, we could just focus on the recommendation.
Just on the recommendations, Chair.
Am I special that you welcome me apart from all the other members?
No, you're the only one from something other than myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, no, we are special. We both in here. Thank you. The leading province.
I will say nothing more, Chair.
Something in common.
I will not comment on that. Okay. No, Chair, I just see that 7-6, you know, with regard to the National Youth Development Agency recommendation. I see in the newspapers this morning that they paid themselves 14 million rand in performance bonuses. National Youth Development.
I sure do, sir.
Yeah, in fact, I think as we read in the Sunday papers, that's a correction on 7.6. We said the minister in the presidency for monitoring and evaluation. I'm not sure who we had to remove as well as administration. I see still here.
No, it's not here. Where do you need that?
From the new one. Why my new is different from your new one?
Because
you're from
Gauteng.
Well, don't blame me. Must blame some people around me.
They report you not to us.
Okay, I think that we had a lot of discussion on 7.4. If I could have your attention, fellow members, because I think it's important that we all have a common understanding. I mean, and see that what is written here is what we wanted to achieve. 7.4 says that the Minister of Basic Education ensures that National Department of Basic Education submits a rollout plan on the school infrastructure plan for the 2012-2013 within 30 days after adoption of this report, and for 2013-2014 financial year by the end of September.
Yeah.
so actually it will be then two reports according to 7.4.
Yeah.
One within 15 days and one within 30 days.
One within 15 days.
The one that says
the
by
the
end of September.
End of September.
Now that's for 2013-14. Must be end of September.
Because 30 days, and there's only 30 days, 15 days almost left for the second one.
You can make it 30 days both. There is no confusion.
We can just say that the Minister of Basic Education ensures the National Department of Basic Education submit rollout plans on the school infrastructure grant for the 2012-13 as well as the 2013-14 financial years within 30 days after adoption of the
subject.
Who will inform them? How will they be aware of when we're going to adopt the report? Because we need some instructions to the department, so we must inform them to actually give them a date, because they are not yet to know when we're going to adopt the report.
Now, what normally happens, once you adopt this report and this committee, it goes to the ATC. Now, it's no longer our report. It's a report of Parliament now, and sometimes with time, but it's a report of Parliament, and the Speaker now take the process forward. But I don't know. I see the concern maybe is the time frame, am I right? If it is, but we want it now. This thing. So I think let's just take it as we have agreed. And, they must work. Okay. 7.6. That the Minister in the Presidency for Monitoring and Evaluation ensures that National Youth Development Agency gets a bonus card. Sorry. develop a report on a strategy on how it proposes to address communication and integration.
They may have to communicate with their bank account.
Okay. I don't know if
Chair, I know we're not dealing with the recommendations. This is on findings on 6.1.
Yeah. 6.1.
Yeah, there's a change there, which is underlined. It says as there was lack proper planning. It should read as there was a lack of proper planning and management of funds.
Okay.
Chair, with those amendments, I propose the adoption of the report.
Well, Honourable Ramasagana,
check
on that proposal.
Yes, Chair. I was going to propose that we adopt the report. At the bottom here, we say the report be considered.
We discussed it on the golf course yesterday, Chair. That's why we lost.
Okay. That's good. We have a lot of members. If that is the issue, then let's go to the minutes.
Soviet is now chair.
Thank you.
Par un point de chair. I know that age is a trouble, it's a problem always in trying to remember what happened yesterday. But didn't we agree that in today's meeting we're going to discuss the proposal that Honorable Yevgeny suggested yesterday, that we should have a discussion of what we may consider as a remedy if people fail to comply with our report? What is it that we need to do as a committee? And then she felt very strongly that we should allocate a time for us to discuss that particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was under the impression, I may be wrong, that that was going to happen today. I'm just checking for clarity whether it was an appropriately programmed for this discussion.
If you talk about age, you include age in your proposal.
I'm not saying my age. I may be forgetting, too forgetful.
Now you correct.
And that's my friendship. I don't want anything that seems to go the wrong way.
We are aware of the chairs. No, the chairs are fine. The chairs are fine. We'll take them with the meeting. No, I think that you're right. That was raised, and a lot of discussion had on this on that. I would, I'd like to make a proposal to the House. When Honorable Mfulo started this meeting, the first day she came, she raised a question that if this does happen, or your recommendations don't happen, what happens? Is it not implemented? Your recommendations are not implemented. What happens? I think we back there. My suggestion, my proposal to the committee is that this is a serious, what you call a matter, which raises some level of frustration for the committee. May I propose that perhaps
you don't propose, your proposal should be the last one.
Okay.
Allow the members to talk.
Okay.
Because you want to start with the proposal, it should be like you are influencing people to think against you. I mean, towards your own land. Allow the members to talk.
Okay, thank you very much.
And just tell us what is on the table.
What is this about?
But the matter that Honorable Matagana is raising is saying, Honorable Matagana, maybe you should repeat it so that we don't work it for you. I don't use industry experience.
No, Chair, the issue was that we were concerned about the issue of our recommendation. We made the recommendation on report, but continuously the departments don't necessarily implement or comply with those recommendations, particularly basic education with regard to the Eastern Cape, the mass school eradication, that there has been shifting of the
plan ever since 2011-12 now, that we need to have a discussion to understand what powers do we have to exert any other pressure should they again not comply with the recommendation. We say 30 days, we want a report. If they don't meet the 30 days, what do we do? So that's the kind of discussion that Honorable Ngeni felt that we should have that discussion here in the committee, so that we take a stand as an appropriation committee.
Okay. So, I've never seen you with that head, the owner of the club of me. So, that is the issue, but I don't know if Honorable Swam, I could start with Honorable Ramachandran if he has a proposal, or then Honorable members have a proposal. Are you raising it because you have a proposal, Honorable Ramachandran?
I just wanted to say to you, you know, it is a serious problem, and in these minutes, for instance, we get decisions by this committee that a department must report back within 5 days. It just doesn't happen, and nothing happens, and there's no follow-up, so, you know, it is something we really need to do.
But that's
to
deal with this one, my understanding is that maybe what we need to do, I'm sure I know you're making example when you say within 5 days. You're just making examples, but we must make time frames that are workable so that we must be able to go back and say, why do we do this? We've recommended this, and this is time that has lapsed without implementation. What do we do? I know that sometimes that we discussed, if you remember, the issue of tracking some of the resolutions. Maybe something that we need to go back and check again which resolutions have not been implemented. That is one. Sorry, I'm not going to turn it on the floor.
I'm not sure if I want to make, without motivating at length, I think that the in terms of the rules, the once the report has been adopted by the House, it becomes a decision that of the House, which is implementable. It's a directive that must be complied with. Now, maybe that in terms of our own modus operandi, we have not been very strict on that ourselves. We have been having a laissez-faire attitude that they submit it, they don't submit is fine. Mañana, mañana. Tomorrow is another day. So I think maybe what we need to do is to build into our program a different approach to what we consider important. We consider the report that the Department of Basic Education must submit for us to be an important one. On the time frame that we have scheduled, we need to say, speak to our program as well. So this thing about saying they will send an email to Darren or they will send an email to Albertina doesn't work. We schedule a meeting on the day of the 30 day that we communicate that that report shall be tabled in a meeting X in terms of our report. So not just going to send it and then we forget about it. So firstly we sort ourselves out, because then what we then do is that we call a director general to come to the meeting on the day when he or she is supposed to make a submission to come and present that submission here. In that way, I don't know how they will come from Pretoria, haven't prepared a report, to come here and say they have not prepared a report. So we force them to come to the committee to present the code report as requested by the committee. It may well mean that
it speaks to our recommendation. The recommendation, what we say, 30 days, as a 30 days of submission, or 30 days of meeting the committee and presenting such a report. So I think that's what probably we'll have to do. That's the first thing I think we should try and speak to our committee. And the second one, I think, Chair, is develop an escalation plan, that given that if the admin arm is unable to implement or to do what it's supposed to do, we have an escalation, we escalate it to the EA, what you call it, whether it's at the EA executing authority.
Yeah.
Executing authority in the form of a minister to appear then before the committee. Because I guess once the report is out in 30 days, ministers also receive such a report as to what their department has to do for Parliament. Then we escalate it to the minister. That minister gets invited to come, to appear before the committee. And it's not a summoning. It's to appear before the committee to come and explain the failures of the department in meeting what it's supposed to meet in terms of what we agreed. And the third leg, basically, after the escalation is a debate. It's bringing the matter to the attention of the House in its city, in the House city, where all of us as a committee will go to debate and say, this is what we all... It's not so much about the party politicking, it's about the resolution of the committee which has not been compliant, and actually putting it to the House. So I think for me, those three steps would probably also suggest to the official that we're no longer taking, we're serious about this matter, that they're going to face this music. Because of the limitation of our scope as another arm of a state, which is a legislature, we don't have a power of other punitive measures. We are unable to implement any punitive measures. Our measures, I think, ends there. The punitive measures would have to be what we asked the minister to do in the engagement forum with them, when we have asked them to appear before the committee. Thanks, Chair.
No, thank you very much. You know, I have moved. I should have asked if the discussion was there yesterday. From I should have asked Comrade Honorable Yeni to confirm. That is fine. We can move there. Honorable.
Chairperson, thank you.
No, I'm sorry.
Chairperson, thank you. I think that we are unanimous in this committee that we are not happy with the way, especially this department, have informed us on different occasions in the past, and the cure, the correctness or the accuracy of the information to us. I know the rules on the other side where I was before, so my view is, and I can understand what Honorable Ramit Lakhani said, and I think it is perhaps a good way to proceed. My view is that I think let's we first get the necessary information from our legal people to see what the process is, because I think we have to depart that kind of problems. I didn't attend last week meeting, but my information is according to them, they still say the 30th of November, which we know that is very doubtful. But they said the 30th of November. So I think that's why I like the idea of the 30th, that they must come. But my view is personally that we first discuss with our legal team, and perhaps here I think you or the web or someone must have discussions with him to find out what is the process, because what the Honourable Member of the Khan also mentioned is here, at the moment we gave this report to the Charter of Airlines, and the point is we want to know what is the action that we can take. think if you can get all the information from the legal people, then we must perhaps come again and we will see and we will decide on the action. That may include everything that is mentioned here by the Honourable Member. So that's my view, that we follow the correct procedures and the processes. So my view is that at this time I think we must urgently have discussions from you as your chairperson or the whip with the legal people and then take it from there. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, commenting, when you were outside, I said I consider I think I slipped something. That's for you to confirm if the accuracy of what Commissioner McCarran was saying, but we allow the debate, the discussion to continue. But if you find we can continue, or if you think that you will not reflect in you correctly, it's fine.
You know, sir, this, there is something that I don't understand by of this particular discussion. Why is it mine? I've raised an issue here, an issue that you all agree. But now it's a yang and thing all the time. You need to know if I'm represented correctly. Yet if this meeting does that, the suggestion was not fine to say it, so that you don't own it, because the way you treat it, you are disowning it as a committee, somebody, you know, thing. That's what I don't understand about this whole thing. What's going on? Is it a hot potato that people don't want to be part of it? Maybe because this is a meeting and we have made a number of, not that I'm afraid, but the manner in which it's conducted, it's not normal.
No. I think that if you are taking it like that, I think that there's a misinterpretation of what I'm saying. Because my understanding is that the Honourable Makarana said, specifically said, you raised a specific thing with the mentioning of the name. I think that also in doing that, I don't think that he was saying that, anyone is implying that it's a personal, what you call an issue. You're quite right to say, is the what you call it. I mean, it's part of the discussion that we had, and something that all of us as a committee we agree upon. But I'm not sure if there's something wrong if a particular person reference is made to a particular person. I think that it was made in the context of the reference, not that anyone is disowning anything. We're not disowning it. That's why we are entertaining it, is because we would want to find a solution to it. But normally, if you propose a motion, you know that you have the right to motivate the, what you call it. But not that it becomes your. I think that this interpretation.
It's just that I don't know what you're saying, that probably Honourable Ramachakane said something and I must correct it, he quoted me right. I don't know, I didn't even hear that.
Okay. So Jay, my proposal is that we first get the necessary legal advice and then that we come back and inform us what's the procedures that we have to do.
Advice on what? On the
way forward, how we will act if this is not implemented, if the things are not happening on the 30th of November.
You mean after 30th? That's what you're talking about, after 30th of November. Okay.
Honourable sir.
Chair, I see the feel at all. I think we're all in agreement that the situation is bad, in that, you know, we make recommendations and we take certain decisions and then that action is taken by the departments. You know, we've got no recourse to anybody. So, you know, I hear what Honourable Ramalekhane is saying, and I support, you know, the possible measures that he wants to institute, but just to make sure that we follow the correct procedures, I haven't got a problem with going to the legal department first of all and just checking, you know, our legal recourse. Because once we know exactly what that is, you know, we must just make sure that we follow it. Otherwise, the decision that we take now means nothing as well. So if the legal department tells us, for instance, I'm not saying this is what they're going to say, but if they say that we can, you know, call the minister and we can hold the minister to account and we can do this and we can do that, and we don't do it, then, you know, there's no purpose in the decision, because then we don't want to achieve. Then we don't want to achieve that. We, in fact, want to achieve, if I understand it completely correctly.
I just want to add that the way to legal is that there should be a submission also. You know, exactly what we want from them. And give them a letter for the reason why we are afraid. If we don't give them a proper letter, they can't make a proper decision for them. So that is another small or a prescriptive submission that we will have to compile.
That we need to take into account.
Okay. But you know, coming back to Honorable Ramakrishna's proposal, I think that the issue of legal advice, I think no one can dispute it. But I thought that the other part that Honorable Ramakrishna was saying, when earlier we raised the issue of raising these recommendations and accommodations, I think that you were saying that when we say 30 days, maybe we should tighten that. We should tighten it by saying, like we have done with other recommendations in the past, that on this date, for instance, we said on the 19th, we're supposed to come on women and children and national children. They must come on the 19th. We put a date other than this, so that as well, with the water color, with this one, we say on the particular date, we want you to come and report to us on this, so that we do this processes maybe simultaneously, that of writing to them now directly. I suppose that's what that would warrant, that we write to them and say, on a particular date in our program, we would want you to come and present to us. This is what we expect you to do. But I think that Honorable Karadron is quite right, and which is supported by everyone, that when these recommendations do not happen, we make recommendations and they don't happen, what is our recourse? The legal recourse that has a committee or parliament at the end of the day. I think that that is supported, but the just generally, but I don't think that Honorable Khadaklom is necessarily saying that we can't invite the minister. He's not saying that. Okay, Honorable Mahagan, I see your hand.
No, Chair. Chair, I'm not opposed to any legal advice.
Does the clarity on this? A clarity on what yes, I was asked to. I have no problem. I think that's the right thing to do. The invitation of the minister, or does it come in? Did somebody say you must invite the minister to the committee? Okay. I'm not saying okay, I just wanted to get the clarity. I'm not responding.
No, I'm not opposed to a legal opinion. But legal opinion does not in itself make a decision for the committee as to what the committee wants to do or should do. So I would think that if we say these are the steps that we want to take, because we're now tired, that we are just a toothless window. Nobody worry about us. Maybe portfolio committee's got more teeth than us. So we say from today we will take these steps, we'll do 1, 2, 3. And then one, if we agree with that, we can then say to legal people, now that we have are so tired and so angry and so frustrated by this process, we think we will go to implement these measures. Now test these measures based on what you understand to be the rules and what you understand to be the constitutions and the powers that is conferred to the committees by Parliament. So what you're trying to do, what the Honourable Van Dijk is talking about, your own resolution that you take as a measure, what you need to introduce in the event that there is non-compliance with the report recommendation, to subject that to test, to say, tell us whether what we are saying we want to do is correct, and what more other things can we do. Then they will tell you, yeah, this one you must tweak it, this is fine. So I'm saying that both these proposals, they are complementary to one another, because you can't go to legal people without having a document submission to say what is it that we need to apply our minds to. So I'm saying they must apply our mind on our resolution of what we think is going to constitute a solution to the problem that we have. They must then test that. But I'm easy. Whichever way, I'm easy.
Chairperson, if I can put another rider to my one, I think we must have this way, and it must set deadline for the legal advice before tomorrow at all. It's possible. Maybe a little bit unfair towards the legal people, but I think that we say tomorrow, 1300, that's the third time we want the legal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to add? Okay, you'll come then.
A question to the legal department should simply be to ask them to advise us on the remedies and the options available to this committee for action to be taken against any department that ignores the recommendations of this committee or does not take action on the recommendations of the committee. And what remedies are then available to this committee to take action? And they must spell out, you know, all the remedies that are available to us so that we can then decide on them, based on those remedies, you know, what is the route that we will take.
I agree fully, which is unusual with honorable swat.
We'll make friends with the overseas.
Overseas, not in the Western Cape. I fully agree what he's saying. I think that we should, the calling of the minister, I should wait. Any decision, we can't agree on any decision until we've had the legal opinion. Because you don't want to take a decision here or make a proposal to them that this is what you want to take, and then realize that in terms of the law is outside our own space. So I think let's do that. And I would amend the, if you allow me, Chair, and the member as well, that instead of tomorrow at 12, there's nothing difficult for the medical department to give you the response today. There's nothing much. They're not doing the research. It is there with them. What is that happens when the department says there's no, they're not going outside. They have everything in front of them. So by the end of the day, if your secretary and all of the staff members, they can assist to write this motivation as to why we need this. I think something that you can do and send it to them. We are starting the house at 3 today. Definitely intercept the letter before 12 o'clock. They will be able to give us a response.
That's no problem with that, Chair. That's no problem with that, sir.
No, it's fine. I think that we should be able to do that. But then the response must come through the committee at the next meeting.
Next
meeting is on Tuesday.
Tuesday is too far. Let's get this done Tuesday rather than wait for this thing. Between today and tomorrow, we must get the response. And calling the legal people for that response is not going to take 30 minutes, not even 10 minutes, because what they're going to tell us is the options 1, 2, 3. So Tuesday it will be too far.
No, the what you call it, I agree with you that, I mean, if you go there to them to formulate this, it's not going to take time. But the issue is our next meeting. Because if we say it's not Tuesday, it shows it could be when are we meeting next. We will not have another meeting before Tuesday. Our next meeting is on Tuesday. That's why I'm saying that then the response will come before the committee on Tuesday. That's the first time when we will be meeting. If we're meeting tomorrow morning or Friday, they would definitely be here that time. So that's why I'm saying that our earliest meeting, our first meeting from now is on Tuesday. So, unless... No. That's administrative. I mean, they must come here and engage with the, what you call it, with the committee. Darren was saying, no, as soon as it's received, it will be emailed or put in the pigeon mode. It's fine doing that. It's one process, but I think that we would want to engage with them, not just the administrative part of it. But if the Comrade Union is proposing that we have an urgent meeting, I'm sure the proposal can be put to the Comrade
Salakou. Chairperson, I think it is very important that we have this legal opinion very soon. And perhaps I think that if we have this, my view is we can rather discuss this minutes on the other day, but I think that if we can have this legal information before half past one this afternoon, it would be very good that we could take a decision. But on our program, our first meeting is at the network.
Well, we can have it at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Chair, because the plenary only starts at 3.
So you say you don't like it if we are recording in at 2? Honorable Ramachandra?
Chair, with respect, I don't see a value.
Sorry.
afternoon or tomorrow, because I'm not sure what we're going to do with it. I'm not sure whether we'll be able to do anything with that. So, if you can come this week and next week, for me, it's fine. I see no value in it. I see that. I don't see value. I don't see value of it.
Chair, I agree with Honourable Ramatlakhane, because the legal position is not going to change from now until Tuesday. But, you know, I'm quite happy to meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon, but I don't think we're going to have a legal opinion by then. But the point is, you know, we've been sitting now for virtually years, and we take decisions and nothing happens if nothing happens. So let's get that and let's discuss it on Tuesday, and I think it will be a good idea actually has the legal people there as well, so that they can actually describe to us what they've written and why they've written it. You know, one of the other things that we might want to ask them in the legal opinion is to what our remedies are. For instance, with the Department of Communications, where the DG, you know, is not prepared to appear before the committee, you know, or just ducking and diving, you know, what are our remedies as well?
Chairperson, thank you. Yes, I can assure you from my personal point of view that we will get an opinion on short notice, according to my experience approaching the legal expertise in Parliament. They deal with a lot of requests, and we will just be in the queue of requests to their department, and then they will have to get a submission, because they will not react on verbal request. You will have to put a submission to them. They will allocate it to an appropriate person who can answer us on that request. They will come back to us in writing, and if we don't talk about hours, I can assure you that according to my experience it will take a couple of days, like take a week. And I think we you know, we must not just ask for certain remedies and then all by ourselves take the one that should be appropriate. I think they should also actually advise us on what we stand to do, so they can give us remedies, but they must also make a recommendation according to our circumstances, which they should recommend. We should recommend them.
I think the aim is persuaded, but I think that it's important that the people we engage with, and not just the attendance to come to see, but actually we engage better when we engage than just getting the documents that you're trying to
something from the most important.
Okay, Chair. I'm persuaded. You need to have the name of the person who deals with our legal issues, so that it's a person that we call in,
okay,
in the meeting, because in other committees you know who exactly is your legal advisor. And when there are issues of this nature, those people become part of the meeting. So the fact that we don't know, it really, I'm sure I can agree that it might take time. So yeah, you're Tuesday. It's okay. That Tuesday is fine. At least it's good that our colleagues see that we really want to come to, you know, we are in a hurry to get to the solution of the problems. They won't stand anywhere and say ANC is defensive or not defensive. We want to get to the bottom of the problem and move forward. We have lost. Thank you, Chair.
Well, thank you very much. I think from the this side, I think one thing that to me is good about the decision that we're taking here. We see all of us, the agents of wanting to resolve this thing for once and for all. So that we, I think it will help us generally moving forward so that we don't have to make resolutions, we're not sure what those resolutions are. Because in many instances, I do know that the resolutions that we make in Parliament are implemented. But what Parliament has not done, and the Parliament must find a way of doing it, is how does a committee get a feedback that that resolution has been implemented or is being implemented or is being investigated, whatever. We never get what we call a feedback. And I think that maybe they must help us around those issues. Well, thank you very much.
That's one thing, Chair, to you that was raised of communication. We can't go back to the legal people and ask them again what is that you must do. They were here. They gave us all the options. So the onus is on us to take, to choose the option that we want to take that is within our rights in what they have put in front of us. So we can't really go back to them if they come back and tell us. Because really what we need from them, they're not going to tell us what is that you must do. They are going to tell us what is that you can do, not what we must, what we can. And it's for us to choose from all the options that are given, they are giving to us, and go with them. So I don't think that we should ask them. Maybe we can park this communication decision as to what is that we want to do in when we had this opinion, the legal opinion on the basic education, and then the decisions for both options that are going to choose from both departments or legal opinions in different departments, we just tie that and do it once for both departments. That's my proposal.
No, I want to agree 100% with the my colleague that sat colleague Yenge. We don't need legal people about communication. They told us 100% what we need and the options. The matter is within us. It's here. We still got to get back to that issue, and I can remind you that we agreed to give space for one day so that parties can talk amongst themselves in terms of what. So anything that I want to remind you is that we're still waiting for the feedback for parties must get back. And
that's why you are agreeing.
That's why I'm here.
That's me.
See, what we asked the legal department was to address us on the question of subpoena, which they did, but subpoena could or may be just one of the remedies that we might have. And that is why I'm saying let us ask them for all the possible remedies. Subpoena will be one of them. But we don't have to ask them what steps we've got to take for subpoena because we know that. We have been told what to do. Let us ask for all the reasons and all the options and then choose what we get.
No, but I think that we are agreeing. There's no difference. On the interpretation of what she said to us. She said here are the options, here are the pitfalls, and those kind of things.
Right.
That's why we were, because we opted that maybe let's just delay a bit and find out way of dealing with it, and so that Honorable Mr. Kana can get the feedback.
And the committee can get the feedback.
We'll get the feedback, Honorable Mr. I can just tell you now that the minister is overseas, he didn't see it in the house, she's away.
Communicating. no jabs. I did not deliver any jabs, sir. I didn't deliver any jabs. Just fun as is fun. No jabs.
No, that's just right. And you're quite right. No, I understand where Honorable Swartz comes from. You know, we understand each other so much today, all of us. We're not fighting, we just understand each other.
Loving.
Yes. I think we're right where we are, because we got what we wanted from the legal opinion about the communication. As he's saying, he's waiting for us now to take a decision. Because we called him on a decision that we wanted to take as the committee, but we wanted to do it right. We have attempted our own way, which is not legal, and it did not work. So we wanted a legal way, and we brought it. So I think let's stick to there, and then we take the decision both then.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll shake hands on that.
So we will bring the necessary membership.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you very much, Honourable Members. The report has been adopted. Okay. Now, the next thing just is the minutes. We have quite a few minutes. I realized for the first time when we are applying for traveling, that when you travel, they look at me, things like, have your minutes been adopted? Have your reports, your study, other study visits or tour reports, have they been adopted? Because some committees are really, really behind. No, not so much.
We're both in opposition, but.
Yeah, man, I'm in opposition.
I was looking at you. You know I was looking at you.
I know.
I just wanted to see whether you're still awake, Chair. Looking at these minutes, I went, I'm one of the very few people that actually read through them. But the point is, there are so many grammatical and spelling changes, which, we are not paid to do that. And we're not, that's not our function. And what I would like to suggest, as far as all the minutes are concerned, that this committee deals only, because we are only interested in the decision that was made. That is deal with the summary of decisions taken only and all recommendations in each of those sets of minutes. Because, for us to go page by page, we will sit here until next week, Tuesday.
When we look at the summaries of every minute,
yeah.
And the spelling and the
vocabulary.
The summaries and then the recommendations. Yeah.
Now, thank you very much. Any other comments?
No, I agree with you.
On minutes, I suggest that Chairperson, we must start from now, from this after this meeting, so that we don't have that pile of minutes. When we start the following meeting, we must have the minutes of the previous meeting.
Yeah.
And then we deal with this backlog, and from now on, we won't have any backlog. Yes.
I think that it could be a good point. Because minutes is minutes. There's nothing to be discussed. You look at the minutes, you look at those points of decision that needs to be taken moving forward.
We really love each other this morning, Chair. I agree with all of
you. You and another one.
Yeah, we're going to have a fight about it today. So.
Okay, let's have just this last shot.
But unfortunately, I've made a proposal to this.
You made a proposal.
This is the
and I agree with you. I went through the minutes. you find somewhere a grammatical mistake, where supposed to be challenges, a challenge, and all kinds of what you call mistakes. But now, that is the reason why they appointed a content advisor for us, so that he was introduced yesterday. Okay, to remind you the name. Sepo Maswell.
Why do you say he's
is he?
No, we know you see. Is there anything?
The other thing, Professor Matana, I want you when you can also respond to. Honorable Swart earlier, I mean, all of us were discussing about this issue, or yesterday we were discussing about issues of checking the decisions of the committee. Sometimes we end up forgetting what we said to do, and it ends up getting lost somewhere. Maybe what we need to do now is to find a summary of this decision, whether it's from a month or so. These are the decisions that we took last month or this quarter. What is it that has been implemented in that or not? If we could get that kind of summary. Yeah.
The meaning that we are packing these minutes and give them to the contractors, or what are they?
No. We will adopt this minute today, but what we're saying is that at some time, whether it's end of a month or a quarter, we should, from each minute that we have adopted, what summaries, what decisions have we taken? Because each minute at the end, therefore the summary of decisions, have those decisions been what we call implemented or not, or what has happened? Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
This morning, was attending Jeff, and you are not having Jeff, you're boxing straight up today for now.
I'm not listening. Sorry. Chair, the minutes.
7th August.
Just that there is a proposal that we deal with the decisions. We adopt the decisions, but that does not mean that we live with the uncorrected grammatical error. That still has to be done. So I think what we do would then have to adopt those minutes or those amendments that has to be corrected. And using the Honorable Swartz is saying that he has read all his minutes and he has made all the comments where there was supposed to be a comma. We will use that and adopt and correct the commas in front. But let's adopt the minutes in terms of the decision, but still use those corrections to correct the totality of the minutes. There will be a submission that will be made to the Secretariat in terms of those
corrections.
Yes.
Grammatical corrections.
Yeah. So I move the one on the page of the 7th. For fastest.
Yes, the one for the 7th of August.
That is number 5.
Please, other members, don't break this.
Yeah, I know. Chair, this one is broken already. On page 3, the summary of decisions, Chair, I just want to make a few, or propose a few alterations there.
Yeah.
By one, National Treasury, instead of saying should, just take out the word should, National Treasury to provide the committee with the amount that the department has spent on consultants in the past 2 years. Then on the 3rd one, Chair,
sure.
5-3, instead of the National Treasury, just say National Treasury and then delete the word should. So National Treasury investigate whether and then delete the word
engage,
and just it becomes departments with a head of with a capital letter, National Treasury. Investigate whether departments have the necessary capacity to spend funds before allocating funds to the department. And that, in other words, insert the word necessary there.
Okay. And you step on the adoption.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you mention the 8th?
On the 8th, you propose that we look at the summary of decision. Yeah, again, I think the stress on this on the last summer of decisions is the grammatical mistake have never undertook. I guess it's undertaken.
Yeah, the last part.
On page 3.
Oh, 7.
Undertaken.
Yeah.
8.
Very good now.
Undertaken study tour, any study tour.
Yeah. By the way, today we must hear the decision of the chief whip.
I'd like to just on page 3 of the 8th of August.
Yeah.
Given the fact Mr. Swart apologized and left the meeting before the adjourned, it was agreed that the letter, and I would like to have inserted tabled by him, be considered at the next committee meeting. That's the first paragraph. Have you got that?
Yeah.
And then it was agreed that the committee will meet with the committee section management at the next committee meeting scheduled for Tuesday, at the next committee meeting scheduled for Tuesday, August, or Tuesday, 14th August. And then the last paragraph, I would like to suggest that we start off with, it was agreed that the committee would come up with alternative dates instead of regarding study for the Indian study tour, and further agreed that the chairperson invite the deputy speaker to the committee to discuss the issue of study tours, as the committee had never undertaken any study tour. Some other committees were allowed to travel as a whole committee and some were not.
I just wanted to was lost in terms of pages. Paragraph other committee business, the chairperson said with a letter of course. What is the correction here?
No, the correction is on page 3.
Oh, it's not on page 2.
No, it's on page 3.
Okay.
Yes. On the very first paragraph, instead of the letter be considered, the correction that the letter be tabled.
Because
tabled by him,
be considered at the next, which it was.
Okay.
Did you say
tabled by him.
Green say it cannot be discussed in his absence.
Yes.
I think the words are very much important, because I remember we said it was raised that he wrote the letter that was raised by the doctor. He wrote the letter and we cannot discuss the letter in his absence, and we all agreed.
Yes, there.
But there was no a date assigned to it.
No, I think Honourable Member is right. She's right. The amendment that has been proposed is only, I think, three words tabled by him. we consider at the next meeting, the next committee meeting. So you said after the letter, tabled by him to be considered. It's the same thing. That it was not discussed. The letter he tabled will then wait for the next meeting.
This letter was not tabled. This letter was given to the chairperson. It was not tabled in front of the committee. It was a communique from Honorable Swart to the chairperson. And the chairperson brought it to the committee.
That is tabled, Chair.
And tabled where?
Yeah.
Not on this committee.
Of course, in each part
of the I think what this tabling means, I assume that it means that the tabling motivating himself.
It has got a copy, it's there.
Yes, I think that's what I read. It is a
legal term.
Yes, come now.
Chairperson, I just want to understand, because I can hear you arguing about changing and everything. I just want to understand that when you brought it here, was it raised in the meeting and you agreed that you had discussed it? Because that's what I want to know. Or you just informed the meeting to say you got a letter and that the person I'm carrying that.
Chair, you brought I wrote the letter to you.
Yeah.
You brought it here, you gave a copy to everybody.
Mm.
And it says here, due to the fact that I apologized having to leave early, it wasn't discussed. Otherwise it would have been discussed.
Mm.
And therefore the letter was tabled to all the committee members. And whether it's considered the next meeting, I don't care when it's considered, but we can say it was agreed the letter tabled by him be considered at a later stage, even if you want to.
My question is, and I don't think it's fair, my question is, what I'm hearing was Honorable Swart saying everybody got a copy. Now my question is, it does not mean if I got a copy, it was better I'm asking, did you talk about it? Inform, or was it just among the copies, like maybe we just have to know, it's just about the knowledge. That's all I want to know. So that, because when you say you table something that you put, you can give me a copy, but you won't table it again. But if you talk about it or discuss it, that's all that I want to discuss, so that I can be clear to actually what is happening. Thank you.
Comment again.
Yeah.
And comment on it.
No, sir. I'm not that much familiar with the language of the Queen, but there are certain words that I won't want, because they have certain implications when it comes to legal people. Now, my colleague there is right. This letter was read to you as the honorable thing. We're talking about the committee here. The copies were there, but we did not discuss this letter. You informed us that there's a letter. And in fact, before you could even go further, a suggestion was that we should not discuss this letter. Because the person who wrote the letter was not there. So this tabling, I really don't want that. As I'm telling you that I'm not that good in Queen, but I'm worried about, because what you say might, in legal terms, might be interpreted in a different way. So I think let's agree on this thing.
Can I make a proposal that will solve everything?
No, but I have my hand up. How do you get? I'm.
You wanted to raise any kind of point of order?
No, he wants to argue. He wants the space to argue. I'm on the line to speak.
So all the love and meanwhile disappear now.
No, Chair.
Okay, I'm not from Instagram.
No, Chair. I don't know with respect to this discussion where we're going into it. We had this letter was tabled. And we had a discussion. We had a discussion to understand that the chair said he has asked a legal opinion. He has sent this letter also for legal opinion as to how we deal with a matter like that. We had a discussion that said, serious discussion here, that said it is our right to ask any minister to appear before the committee. That's a principle, it's a constitutional right. We cannot necessarily give it away. However, in that discussion, the chair then indicated that that letter was also submitted to for legal opinion, and then the committee would be briefed once the legal opinion is received in terms of that letter. And then, I don't remember receiving that legal opinion from the legal people here, but we received a different intervention around the communication. So the legal opinion, as per the request or the indication from the chair, after the letter was tabled, we have not yet received what is the legal people saying around that particular content, or whether the colleague here was right to suggest that we should do that in the other. So I think for me, with respect to members, this letter was tabled, but the content of it, it was subjected to the legal opinion. So the legal opinion people must come back and tell us what is our right of the committee. So if we argued about the term, that's for me, it was tabled, even if it says it was submitted or tabled, but it was.
Where the,
for
that member, I think that
the last thing before you when you said that the letter was written to you, you came to the meeting and tell us the content of the letter. That's what they say. I didn't hear the other part, but I'm not contesting that. We never discussed this letter. It was never ever discussed. Whatever was said by the chairperson, which he had the right, because the letter was directed to him, not to the committee. So he said everything, whatever he said, he was, and before we could say anything further, the discussions were stopped. There were no discussions. Just before, after he had spoken, the suggestion was, in the absence of him, we can't discuss. So whatever he has said, this committee cannot take responsibility, because he was responding to a letter that is directed to him by a member of the committee. So if you are saying he said he was going to bring a legal, but it was what he said, he was talking on behalf of himself because the letter was directed to him, we were not given an opportunity as this committee to say anything on that letter, to discuss whether the letter, anything about it, because he was not there. So that's where we are. We did not say anything. But for him to talk and say, this is what I've received, and then we could not even say, you are doing this on your, we never said anything. So I'm not contesting what the chairperson has said. The letter is the chairperson's letter. But when it was, when we were to discuss it, we were stopped. We did not. So, I don't want the committee to be brought in the discussions of the letter. We did not discuss the letter. Maybe we should start discussing the letter. What is that we want to do as the committee about the letter? We must be given that opportunity if you so wish, but at this stage, not yet.
I want to comment from Mfolo. I'm sure you have participated twice on this. Mm-hmm. I would want to close it now, but you will be the last person. Eh? Let me allow Honorable Sot, after you, I wish the committee to give me an opportunity to take a ruling on this. I've listened to the discussion, and up to now,
there doesn't seem to be a difference in terms of what was said. The person, perhaps Honorable Dr. Van Dijk knows that what transpired after he had left. Honorable
Sir? Chair, I was a company secretary for a public company for 15 years, and tabled is the correct legal word, but and that letter was tabled. But, you know, let us not. As they say in Afrikaans, there's only a to over Mons. So what I'm suggesting, Chair, is that we change the wording to read as follows. Due to the fact that Mr. Swart apologized and left the meeting before it adjourned, it was agreed that the letter written to the chairperson by him be considered at a future meeting.
When it's present. It's not future, but your presence is important in what... Your presence is important in whatever formulation that you are making, because if it's the future, if you are not there, even there, it was not going to come. But we were looking for your presence. So it must be just find a way of fitting that in.
Just change the wording to
now understand that that letter was not changed.
It was
you were informing the committee. So it must be clear to say the letter that the chairperson informed the committee about the letter from Honorable Swan to be considered to be discussed or tabled in the next week. I think that's the way it should go. Because at this moment, you had a letter, everybody's got a copy, like you said, but it was never really, so you were just informing them. And out of that information, it came that it must be stopped because it's not here. But if you say you've tabled it, it means somehow you've talked about it, and you didn't, you were informing. So maybe the English that you don't understand, or it's not our mind, and when you can say the interstract noise. You can't say that.
No,
you are speaking in Afrikaans, I don't think I can thank you.
I think this should be thrown.
What did I say?
Yes.
What did you say? I never said anything about nonsense. I never said anything of the kind. No, I can't withdraw something I didn't say.
Okay.
Okay, but you know, members, we're going to fight about something that I'm not sure, you know, sitting from here, because this is a summary of decision. The paragraph before that, or the only page before that, there's an explanation of what happened, you know, and all those things, but this paragraph that we are contesting, so it has a summary of what was agreed upon in the absence of Mr. Swart. Maybe the issue that then is making us to have a different understanding is Mr. Swart's amendment of whether he would table at his present offense. Or if you look on the other side, on the other business, the chairperson tabled the letter from Mr. Swart. Now, I think that maybe what should be, what you call it, the summary of the decision could say that due to the fact that Mr. Swart apologized and left before the meeting left the meeting before it adjourned, it was agreed that the letter will be considered when Mr. Swart is present.
In the future, when Mr. Swart is present.
That's correct. Yeah. On a Brahma Kagan?
No, Chair, I agree, but you know, if we dispute that there was ever a discussion around this matter. Because I remember that I made a comment particularly around this issue.
Strong.
I did.
Yeah, she's strong.
Once this matter was due. And we agreed that that process of the legal opinion must happen.
But it can be correct that we did not have a discussion here. It can be. Whether we have not concluded on that discussion is another matter. But there was a discussion here. And if there is a dispute about it, and I'm sure there are two people who take notes here, which is a secretary, that they can bring those notes, their raw notes of that discussion that happened here. Because I remember that I had the discussion about the Constitution and the right of any committee to call a minister before it if they so wish. So please, there is other consideration, we accept the other consideration, but let's not say that we did not do what I think I participated in the meeting, because I know what I said in that meeting. So, I don't want us, I just thought it's important that I should state that. Because an impression is created that there was nothing that happened in that meeting. It was just no discussion at all. There was. And your intervention was, I have seek legal opinion on this matter. So.
Maybe, a discussion. I don't know how many people were part of this discussion. I don't know if it was discussed, that was a discussion. If Honorable Matlakane or Matlakane said something after you have spoken, we did not even engage on what he was saying. And he has a right to say something when after you have said something. But I know for a fact that a discussion on this issue was short-circuited. There was no, if you have spoken, it was, yes, there was no discussion. There was no discussion. You might have said, you can write, they can write what you have said. But what you are not going to agree is that this committee discussed. Because a colleague of Mr. Swart, in fact, is the one who said, this cannot be discussed in his absence. It cannot be discussed in his absence. And all of us, we did not speak. Some of us never spoke. So your comment, I won't say that it's not a discussion. There was no discussion. You said what you said. He said what he has said. But a member intervened and said there cannot be a discussion without the writer of this letter. So we did not discuss it. You informed, and then there was a remark. It was not discussed. Because when we discuss, we must all put our views and then come to a conclusion. That formulation of yours is right. If you want to include the comment by Honorable Ramatagana or a remark, it must be there. But it must also be said that there was an intervention from his own colleague that we cannot go further. And some of us, all of us, didn't say anything.
Just one thing, I take exceptions on my surname. Continuously this characterization of surname, I don't like. My surname is Ramatlakane, not Matlakane. Please, I take serious exceptions to that.
I thought there was an apology. I thought you had realized that in your apology.
No, I'm sorry, Chair, but you must understand, it's like any other person from a different, if they can't call, they can't say Gokwan, they will say something that is something else. And really, I'm trying by all means to pronounce Sotho right, but you must understand that really, I can't be accurate. But whenever I make a mistake, I will try.
On a point of order, Chair,
I apologize. I think you're right. You are entitled to your name being pronounced correctly. But, honorable members, I think that I do suspect that we're talking past one another here. I suspect that we're talking past one another. We
saying the same thing, but it's how exactly this thing was. I gave the, what you call it, the summary, that I thought that it was accepted. Maybe then all that, and the minutes were actually adopted.
Mm.
So I think if we, on that note, we could move forward.
Yeah, please, that's what I want.
Your formulation, I think your formulation must stay in the moment. I shall
talk about. Okay, thank you very much.
14th of August, Chair.
But we are out of order to discuss matters arising.
When we're not discussed, we are just merely adopting the minutes.
Yeah. 14th of August. Of August. Yeah, but the accuracy in the minutes must be correct.
Okay, who's moving for this minute?
Yes. Yeah.
Honorable Harakron.
As a member.
Yes. Honorable Swart, the eighth. The eighth. The minutes of the 14th.
Just on page 3.1, the chairperson said that Brogan's report not wood but wool be provided to committee members. And then if the committee agrees with that recommendation, I propose that the adoption of the report of minutes.
No, yes. So I propose this adoption. Any 7 then?
Yes.
No, paragraph 7. On the 17th of August.
Chair, I propose the adoption of the report as is of the recommendations on page 6.
Of the recommendations, page 6.
Only 2 recommendations.
I know that I have made some that is fine. On page 6. Okay, the proposal has been made for the adoption by Honorable Swart. Any 7 now?
Should again, DPME in future present
reports of this nature to the committee before being submitted to cabinet. Present, not presented, present reports of this nature to the committee. And due to time constraints, will you agree to put them there? That remains as is. If those proposals are accepted, Chair, I propose the adoption of the minute as amended.
Any comments from another member? I think that another member, you know, I mean, we adopted this minute, this discussion. But I hope that I don't know somehow how do we have in future matters arising. Because if we say that the DPMP should present the report to us first before presenting to something, maybe that means a little bit of discussion, because the DPMP is an account to cabinet.
Chair, whether the decision is legal is another matter. I don't think it is. But you know, we did discuss it.
I know,
we made that decision, so we've got to admit it.
True reflection.
Yeah. No. Here we just. It's not a reflection here of what was discussed. We're not changing anything, whether it's correct or not correct. That's flagging it there. On our side, we have proposed adoption. Madam Chair, you seven then?
Yeah.
You're not seven, you six. Thank you very much. So much, Mashiko.
Thank you very much. What did you say today?
20 seconds.
By the way, we forgot to remind members that that is the day that Comrade Steve Big died.
35.
On the minutes of the 22nd
August. Yes, and I make proposals for amendments to the summary of decisions on page 3. And this 4.2, that National Treasury develop mechanisms or a plan on how it plans to address the high vacancy rate within the department. Plans to identify the department within the pool. Yeah, and sorry, 4.1, first of all, the last part of that paragraph is that within is one word, it shouldn't be two words, within. And 4.2 will then read the National Treasury develop mechanisms or a plan on how it plans to address the high vacancy rate within the department.
Let's start the standard with National Treasury. That in December with the National Treasury.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. And then 4.3, the National Treasury, yeah. Just the word, delete the word should thereafter.
The government.
And then 4.4, the third line, understand the role of National Treasury and extent. That should end on extent. It should end with a T, not a D. And then 4.5, that National Treasury improve on its planning.
Should improve its planning.
Planning function.
I don't know. The summer of decisions are not written by us. They are written by somebody who takes the summer of decisions. But I'm not the one who's supposed to say that. I'm the one who takes. But we're learning on this thing every day.
See, with those amendments, I propose the adoption of the minutes.
Propose the adoption, yeah. And then with seconds, yeah. Yeah.
How much?
Arya Muslim temple.
Friday 24th. Friday 24th.
On the 24th, the Congress Panel Plan, you propose an adjustment?
Yes, I propose you.
The Windows FK
24th. Yeah.
Now, there are no some of the recommendations, but the paragraph starting with in respect of the decline.
What page, Marius?
The third one from the bottom, fourth one from the bottom. And it says the slow infrastructure development would in turn have an adverse effect on.
Oh, yeah.
The word on must just get in there.
That's on page 5. On page 5.
Page 5, Chair.
Third paragraph,
3.1.
3.1. Yeah. Third paragraph on the bottom.
In the respect of the
yeah. And then in that next sentence, in that same paragraph, it says the slow infrastructure development would in turn have an adverse effect on. The word on should be just inserted there. Stop there. I second the proposal by Honourable Harold Brown.
Thank you,
Manager. I'm not saying that this should be discussed. The paragraph just above the one you were making the correction. You say the committee noted that there was a growing self-description based on ethnic affiliation. And this question. And questions were raised around what informed such.
I don't know what it means.
I don't know.
Just delete that.
I can't remember us talking about ethnicity or.
I propose that we delete that sentence.
On page 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we delete it, no?
Yeah.
Please, I think let's delete it. Colonel Ramata?
No, Chair, I see here, I'm recorded as having not apologized and not been present. Now, I seem to remember that I did attend this meeting. Just check your record and see that you can correct the attendance.
You did attend the meeting?
Nomination.
Yeah.
It's a general nomination. Yeah.
You attended the meeting of the expenditure of the when we were dealing with the quarterly expenditure of the DMT? You say you were there.
Well, you came later, you came.
Yeah. Or maybe you
I still ask you questions.
Well, I know he was definitely asking questions.
And on the basis of that amendment, then Honorable Matagana second.
Yeah.
I was reluctant to second when I was present. But I seem to remember a discussion. I was wondering when that is.
And that members, 28th August.
I propose the adoption, Chair.
Chair, before the adoption, I was present in that meeting on the 28th. My name is Lieutenant Apology.
On Tuesday, 28th. I didn't say you apologize.
No, sir, I didn't apologize. I was present. I remember.
Yeah, no, that's when I asked her to marry me, Chair.
I disputed the apology, Chair, anyway.
Are you disputing the marriage, which is the proposal for the marriage?
No, I don't dispute. The marriage is about to come. And it is planned for... Yes, I was there.
In America. So, on that basis, you
then
propose
I
that
call
yeah. And I
think... I propose, then I second.
Okay. Thank you very much. The last of our members is on... on the 29th.
Yeah. Just 4.2, Chair, Department of Women's Children and People, together with National Treasury, just delete the word should.
Where are you?
4.2 on page 3.
So you are allergic to should?
Very much so.
So I was just joking here, saying that you are allergic to shoot. Now they think that the keys in my product when saying keys can't correct.
Now well, you see, Jay, that's the difference between myself and the people who are complaining about shoot. The word, the operative word is can. You must be able to do something. You can do it, not should do it. Ask Honorable again if he knows the difference. Jay, can I go on with my proposals for this minute?
When I'm sorry, has the proposed adoption?
No. Just a few amendments still, Jay.
Okay. 4.3.
The department needed to provide the committee with a clear plan on how it intended addressing the overexpenditure on compensation approach with driving costs, particularly on the administration program. Just add the word the. And then I propose the adoption of the summary of decisions, Chair. And Honorable Young Gary will take it.
Where there was the Department of Women and Children.
No, but then didn't you say that they must come and present with the children?
Yes, they are coming on the 19th according to the program.
It should be part of the resolution.
I do.
There's nothing wrong with that, Chair. You know, there's nothing wrong with having more than one wife either.
I didn't hear what you were talking about.
No, just the correction, Chair.
Yeah.
On the meeting of the 29th.
Okay.
I think I was there. In the MCOP.
Yes, that's where the meeting was.
Yeah.
At the corner there.
At the top there.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the acting DG who was, she was making a presentation?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're right. Complexion.
Yeah,
I was there. Just an omission here.
Okay, but I think that what this is saying that maybe now we have a permanent what you call the assistant who will make sure that everyone signs she will assist with that. Well, all of members, thank you very much. We have adopted the minutes.
Can I just ask you that gentleman, our new gentleman, that he goes through the body of the report because it's
the language. No. I went through it. It's also there's a lot that needs to be done. I have not signed. I'm supposed to sign the minutes. I haven't signed them because they need to be corrected.
I want to congratulate you on the way that we deal with this menace this morning. I think in the future we will make progress when we have heavy, as we discussed this morning, we will receive the minutes after, before the next week. Thank you.
I don't know, I think there might be enough, maybe at the next meeting, there might be a few minutes back from there on.
We'll check it out before time we can read it.
Again, Chair, I don't want to stand in between everybody's lunch, but I just want to, with respect, remind you of the promise you made earlier in your comment. You seem to have said something that you're waiting, you will hear what the decision of the chief will be. And I was debating the decision of the chief will
that we're going to talk about.
I was talking about the application. I mean the applications. I'm saying applications because one is must support parliament must agree with the sponsorship, and they are a bit skeptical about the sponsorship issue. But finally, they have agreed. It has been approved, and the other application then for the additional members has been approved. Now, normally the chief whip of the majority, I'm not sure about the processes, but I suppose maybe it does it in consultation with the other chief whips, but also looking at the program. I was informed yesterday, I also went to see him, that the applications are before him. I'm sure today it will be done. Honourable members will be informed. If today we get approval, you will be informed as such.
That's correct. Everything.
Another part.
You know, the functions of this committee is, they are important. So you can protect me, please, Chair. The work of this committee is very important, and sometimes we have to take action against certain departments. And Honourable Gelderbloem and I are very concerned after yesterday's plenary that you seem to have had a very good relationship building up with the Minister of Agriculture, and we just wondering we would be able to, fulfill our duties in the process.
No, you've been invited. You've been invited. Don't be in a hurry. Honourable members, I think we have closed it. No problem. Honourable members, thank you very much. Sorry, excuse me, Honourable Mashiach.
No, I'm not part of the people. What are
you
going?
No, I thought you were saying something.
If I was part of it, I was going to say, are we going or not going? No. I'm not part of the Canada.
Okay. Now, remember, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Yeah, we are going.
We are going.